This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at Radio Missions, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Algiers in Walker, Louisiana. We used to be in New Orleans many years ago until the storm Katrina came along and floated us out of there. And now we're up and going strong. We have a new church, a new chapel, a new bookstore. And the Lord's blessing. Folks are coming, and the broadcasts are growing, and the Lord is blessing us day by day. And I hope you're listening. I hope you'll call back across the back fence and tell folks, the Old Trailblazer's on. Y'all ever heard the Old Trailblazer? He's just an old country bumpkin back there down in South Louisiana, raised on an old strawberry farm. And it was so green, the geese followed him around. He's not very smart, but he brings the gospel. I had a letter this morning from a person telling me, said, go on, Trailblazer. You're not no old kook. And then I had a letter from a police lady, a police woman in London, England, writing to me. Say, go on, Trailblazer. I hear you over here, and I love to hear you broadcast and so on. But this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, and I like to give you my mailing address once in a while early on in the broadcast. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. And I've been praying, ORG, and I've been playing you one of our choir songs. I want to do that again at this time before we get back into the message. Would you just listen? One of our gracious choir songs. To go be with the Lord. I know that folks don't like to talk about that, but the Old Trailblazer, on the dark evening shadows of life, I realize that I won't be here long, but are you ready to go? Folks are dying now. Things are just so hectic. Men are dying with heart conditions and all, but the Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die, and after that the judgment. This is the Old Trailblazer. We're bringing you these studies on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and I know we're going slowly, but we were looking at Rahab, and I've been laying on your heart to trust the Lord. That's what she did. That's what she did. Oh, but listen, why not come to Christ now? You know why those spies were sent there? to make manifestation of her faith. They didn't go there to lead her to Christ or bring her to Jesus. No, they went there that there might be a public manifestation of her faith for yours and my benefit. They didn't know that one verse that God's elect was there. And when they met her, the thing they talked about largely was faith. The faith of Rahab, that's what they talked about. And I imagine that she asked them many questions, don't you? Things were far different from what they are today. She asked them about Jehovah God. She told them how that she had kept up with their journey after they'd crossed the Red Sea, and that she believed that their city was doomed for destruction. And that's what Jehovah God was, the only true God, and she believed. Now, what was the ground of her faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. Faith is not originated with just some word of God. Faith is imparted by the sovereign act of the Holy Spirit and is instructed and nourished by the word. Faith cometh by hearing a message given, and that message from the lips of our blessed Lord. And that's the literal reading of that scripture. These words are found in the Song of Solomon, and there at the Red Sea. Listen now. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on their inheritance. Then in the 15th verse it says, then shall the dukes of Edom be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take up hold upon them, and all the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thine arm. They shall be still as a stone till thy people pass over. O Lord, till thy people pass over, which thou hast purchased. God rules from his throne, my friend. Deuteronomy 2:25. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, and shall hear of the report of thee, and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. Now that's what come. I'm praying at this time that the God of our universe, Jehovah God, shall hover over you out there at this time, put the dread in your heart, the sound of warning in your heart. We have a book here. It's called, by Joseph Allen, it's the alarm. Oh, my friend, talking about the alarm that goes off in a human heart that you can't get away from. You go to work in the morning, there'll be that warning there. There, you go to the kitchen to make biscuits, you'll have that warning. You can't get away from it. Go out there in the back 40, plowing, cutting hay, doing those things. Get out there on your farm, out there in the office. Alarm to the Unconverted. That's the name of the little book by Joseph Allen. Oh, I wish you'd write and get it. Rahab, speaking to the spy, said, I know that the Lord has given you this land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all of the inhabitants of the land shall faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, and when you came out of Egypt, and what ye did under the kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. As soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. Those folks had heard. They knew what was going on. For the Lord your God, he is in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now that's Joshua 2:9-11. I've asked you, if you get a chance, take a chance, go there and read the whole book of Joshua. I've read it in the last week. Speaking of the deliverances of our Lord, oh my, where did she learn that? The Holy Spirit taught it to her. That's right. Listen, the Bible says the Lord works in mysterious ways. You can't confine the Lord. The Lord is able, my friend. Listen, can you look back and see the providence of God in your life? Can you do that? I can name you a dozen instances where I should have been killed or murdered or beat to death back there in those days when I was stupid and crazy. And I can name you, but the providence of God kept me safe all through the military service and through the business that I was in, working out there in the electrical field, having been come into contact with voltage that should have killed me. But I see those things. That was the Lord looking over the old trailblazer, knowing what he had in store. But listen, we see here that the knowledge, well, let me go back and read that verse again. By faith Rahab the harlot perished not with them that believe not when she had received the spies. We see here that the knowledge which they had of God and his marvelous wondrous works had reached their ears through the reports of the travelers and the traders and left the whole country without excuse. We see here how the multitudes are affected by the truth and how quickly impressions fade away. Oh, but why? Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. You ever read that verse? That's in Ecclesiastes 8:11. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Now, my friend, we have folks who take much issue with this ministry. They scandalize us if they can. They go out spreading slander and gossip and lies. And you say, well, why doesn't the Lord stop their mouths? I'm asking our folks here to stop the mouths of ungodly men. But he hasn't done it. But this verse I came across, and it answers my question. He says, because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Ecclesiastes 8:11. This is the Old Trailblazer. I wish I had more time. I want to mention, we have Pastor Shelton's tracts here, booklets we give out. If you write me, I'll send you a packet of them. You can put them in the jail, in the books, in the store, in the hospitals, and in the old truckers. We'll send them to you. Put them in the break room there when you stop and get fuel. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. And then let us know where you're listening. I have several truckers who get these booklets and they put them in the way station and all those places. You help me do that. Would you do that? Let's get out the gospel. The Bible says to send out the gospel. And let's do that. Remember the Old Trailblazer? Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomission.org. And my email address, pastor@radiomissions.org. Goodbye and God bless you.